investments.
Lieutenant Governor, where's Linda?
He wants to convert.
We cannot speak.
Hey, Tim. Okay, good. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank you all for coming out today. My name's A.J. Spiker. I'm the chairman. Oh. Yeah, there's no speakers. So. Anyhow, thank you all for coming out today. My name is A.J. Spiker. I'm the chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa. And today we're rolling out the Republican Action Plan to promote a durable and prosperous Iowa. And it's my pleasure to introduce the governor of Iowa, Terry Branstad.
Thank you, A.J. A.J., thank you. I want to thank the Republican legislative leaders and a number of other Republican legislators and candidates, and even one Democratic senator. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you all for being here at the Iowa State Fair. There's nothing like the Iowa State Fair. It's a great place to see all the talent and wonderful people we have in the state of Iowa. Today, I join with the Senate and House Republicans in a united effort to share with Iowa voters what we will accomplish if we elect Republicans to the House and Senate in this fall's election. Iowans deserve to know where we stand and where we all stand and what we will do once elected. I've always been a believer that when you run for election, you need to lay out what your vision and what your plans are for the future. And then once elected, you need to follow through and work to accomplish what you promise. Today, Republicans are launching the Iowa Strong Initiative. And we even have wristbands to go with it. We've got red wristbands that say Iowa Strong. In this effort, Republicans are uniting around three important principles: a strong economy for Iowa, strong budget leadership for Iowa, and strong communities and schools for Iowa. Over the next 6 weeks, you will see Republicans bring forward more specifics in each of these three important areas. We're excited to outline our priorities going into this fall's election. By the beginning of October, voters will know exactly where we stand and how we will make Iowa strong if Republicans are elected to the House and Senate. Voters will know that we have a serious and united Republican Party that will deliver on these critical issues that we intend to campaign on. People are tired of partisanship, the bickering and dysfunction that we see in Washington, D.C. They want to see us work together. They want to see action to make Iowa stronger and better. Voters deserve solutions. Voters deserve to know what we will do once we are elected. Voters deserve action that will make Iowa strong. By offering our Iowa Strong Initiative to voters, we will outline exactly where we stand and what we will deliver. And we will deliver a united, focused plan to make Iowa strong. I'm very honored and proud to be governor of this state, and now I'm pleased to introduce to you my senator from Boone, my neighbor and friend, and the Republican leader in the Senate, Jerry Bain.
Thank you, Governor. Well, any of you that heard me talk before know that we believe that jobs and job creation is integral in order to move this state forward. And to that end, one of the things we want to really concentrate on this legislative session is to promote job creation through a good regulatory reform, We also want to work hard on our tax relief and reform. We want to increase career opportunities by investing in a skilled and competitive workforce. And we want to send a strong message, and very frankly, have one of the best salesmen on the planet in Governor Branstad. He's been not only traversing the country, he's been traversing the globe, looking to sell Iowa. And we want to be sure that our Iowa Strong is promoted across the world. So with that, I want to introduce Craig Paulson for budget leadership.
Well, thank you all for being here, and House Republicans are pleased to join the Senate Republicans, Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, in putting forth the Iowa Strong initiative. One of the other pieces is obviously strong budget leadership. We believe we started to lay that foundation, but there's still a lot of work to do. We need to make sure we're creating certainty for job creators in the state, making sure that they know we have our fiscal house in order. We need to make sure we have an effective and efficient state government, and we want to encourage a stable and predictable business climate. Those are all part of making sure Iowans get back to work. We also are going to continue our work on strong schools and communities, whether that is working in patient-centered healthcare or whether that is coming forward with another education reform proposal, which I'm sure we will have and will strengthen Iowan schools. These are the other two pieces. What you should expect, we're kind of laying this out today at the 30,000-foot level. You should anticipate that sometime next month we will begin laying out these in greater detail. But today we're here to introduce the topic and the subject. And with that, we'd be happy to take any questions.
That's right. The details are being worked out. We're working together on this, and we'll be laying out the specifics of the various aspects of this campaign. But we intend to reduce the tax burden for Iowans. We intend to improve the education system for Iowans. And we intend to build on the progress we've already made in getting our fiscal house in order and making sure we have a less expensive and more efficient and accountable state government. Are we going to spend money to market this? Well, first and foremost, every one of the candidates is going to be out marketing this plan. This is a united effort on behalf of Republican candidates for the House and the Senate, as well as the governor and lieutenant governor. We're going to work together on this because this is our commitment for a stronger future for the great state of Iowa. We're proud of this state, but we think the potential for growth and opportunity is even greater if we're all working together on a common agenda. Well, the Constitution gives the people of Iowa the responsibility to decide whether they want to retain members of the court. And the chairman of the party has indicated his feelings on this issue. The voters will get an opportunity to vote on this in the fall election. I've already stated, as the chief executive of the state, part of a different branch of government, I don't think I should try to influence voters on this. But it's up to the individual citizens to decide. This is a ballot issue that is going to be decided by the voters, and I have confidence in the voters of Iowa to use their good judgment. No, I don't think we've done this before. That's what I find exciting about this. In the last election, Craig Paulson and I worked very closely together, and we were able to, in the governor's campaign and the House Republican campaign, kind of reinforce each other. We all ran against what Culver and the Democratic legislature had done, spending the state of Iowa into a projected $900 million deficit. And then the big iJobs bonding plan, which we're paying back to the cost of $55 million a year. We ran against that. We ran to restore fiscal responsibility. We ran to do what we promised to do in terms of getting the state's fiscal house in order. We made dramatic progress on that, even without control of the Senate, the last 2 years. We think by working together and having everybody working on a common agenda, in this campaign and then in the legislative sessions to come that a lot more can be accomplished in the next 2 years. We are working with the leadership of the House and the Senate, and they are sharing this information with their members. I fully understand that not every member is probably going to endorse or support every single aspect of every proposal. But these are basic, solid Republican ideas that can build the kind of strong Iowa we want for the future. We will think, we're confident that it's going to be something that will have broad-based support among the candidates, both for the House and the Senate. Well, you know, obviously the details don't come until the specific bill graphs are presented in the General Assembly, but we intend to try to give people as many specifics as possible so people have a clear idea of what taxes we intend to cut and how we intend to improve education, how we intend to strengthen our communities, and how we want to continue to build on the progress we've made of getting Iowa into a strong fiscal position. Remember, we just finished the fiscal year, and what we did is we not only spent only 97% of revenue, we have restored the money that had been taken from the cash reserve and economic emergency account by the previous governor and General Assembly. Well, I don't know they're going to be selling them or just giving them out. They're not really expensive, but if people want to make a contribution to the campaign for the bracelet, that's okay. But I suspect that most of them will probably just be handed out to people who want to support the cause, like you do with caps and t-shirts.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.